Hi guys, yay. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Today, we're gonna talk about college graduation rates.
Oh, oh really?
We're gonna talk about fucking sluts.
As my cohort just said, we're gonna talk about, well, I can't say this because this is a Christian YouTube
fucking
channel.
Fucking sluts.
No, okay, thank you for saying it. But guys, don't fall for the traps, okay? Now, please hit that bell, please subscribe, and please leave a comment down below. Thank you.
Guys, please leave a comment down below.
Guys, send us an email.
This part isn't a bit. Send us an email.
I wanted to do a kind of talk show opening thing, but I gave up on it.
You can do it.
No.
You can do it. Go for it. No, go for it. No, Pino, go for it right now.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Okay, let's pretend there's trumpets. All right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Not Conan. I am Not Conan. Woo! My first guest is the memories of my past self, personified as Chuck. Please welcome Chuck.
Hey guys, it's great to be here.
I have low self-esteem.
I feel really bad about myself most of the time.
My second guest is my future self, represented by Garb.
Wow, I'm lame.
And I'm Pino, trying to make sure I don't die. Guys, that was the highlight of the episode.
Well, better to get it out of the way first.
It's true. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Pino, this week. That was Chuck sitting down, laughing.
Yeah, that's normally how it goes.
And there's Garb. She's over there.
I sure am over there.
I see you.
I would hope you can see him. You have eyes, don't you?
I do.
No, he's deaf.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, how did you know I took off my glasses right now? Let me put them back on.
He uses echolocation.
Dolphins?
There he is.
God, wasn't Planet such a good episode yesterday? I mean, last week?
Yeah, it released yesterday. Don't you remember when we released an episode on a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Dude, got a club going up on a Tuesday.
I thought it was Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Pino's an idiot.
But it's only Wednesday. This week.
This is almost like my episode.
This is actually
fantastic. In terms of disaster.
This is fantastic. All right. This week, I made my boys suffer through 2 weeks of watching the anime called Golden Time. Now, Golden Time, let's see if I open up my notes, started off.
I assure you, it was not a Golden Time to watch. Thank you.
I actually have to cough.
There were no pissing scenes in this movie, and I was really disappointed because the Golden Time made me assume that there's
golden showers.
Some golden showers,
I assumed there would be a toilet that I would pick as best grill, but there was not.
There was not a single toilet shown.
You're right. There was.
Guys, do Japanese people even poop? We don't know.
I mean, Polnareff. Oh wait, Polnareff's French.
Polnareff's French.
Yeah.
And the Indians.
Joseph.
Never mind.
Okay.
Anyways, let's start again. Golden Time was started as a Japanese light novel written by Yuyuko Takemiya.
I believe you read it as well.
Thank you. That was the light novel. Hold up, with illustrations from Eiji Komatsu.
Eiji Irafune?
Sure. A manga adaptation by Umechazuke. Began serialization in October of 2011 in the issue of Dengeki Daio, which...
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. It's allergy season, boys, you know?
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
It happens to the worst of us. Anyway.
It happens to everyone.
It happens all around. Now, and later on, the series became a 24-episode anime adaptation made by the nice people at JC Staff, which aired between October 2013 and March 2014. If you're not aware of what or who JC Staff are, they are the guys behind a certain magical index, a certain scientific railgun, Shakugan no Shana, Toradora, One Punch Man 2, and The Disastrous Life of Saki K.
Two?
Yeah, they've done a lot of stuff, which is, like, I wouldn't say it's surprising, but there's a couple of things that, like, even if you're not really that deep in anime, you can recognize. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these shows are, in my opinion, very, very beautifully made and wonderful stories. To answer your little about One Punch Man 2, they switched over different art companies, I believe. So it's no longer, was it Madhouse that did One Punch Man 1, I believe?
I think it was Madhouse.
Right, yeah, they switched over to One Punch. They switched over to JC Staff for the second season, which now answers my question as to why it's like taking too long to come out.
Yeah,
I wonder what happened there. There's probably like someone got fired or something.
Know. But
it's the same thing that's happening to Kimono Friends season 2.
Ah, I see. Well, I mean, even though we're not really on the subject of One Punch Man 2, I actually have high hopes now because I do know a certain scientific railgun and magical index. They're fantastically animated shows, in my opinion, so I have high hopes for One Punch Man 2. But disregard that. We're talking about something probably under the radar. Like I said before, we watched Golden Time, and before we get into it, let me just ask you boys, what were your first... you know, initial thoughts when I said, hey, we're watching Golden Time?
I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, no. Never once has ever passed under my radar. I've seen, like, even if I haven't watched stuff, I've seen a lot of, like, anime and, like, just content-wise. Never even heard of this. Mm. Like, that just shows how, Well, not shows how it is. It's just how... not until you literally just said, hey, we're watching this. I'm like, oh, Golden Time, this might be like Golden Boy.
It wasn't.
Spoiler, it wasn't.
Oh no.
Crosses off One Piece film gold off my list to show you boys. All right. But yeah, we decided to watch that. It seems like you guys are like completely blind on the subject, right?
Yeah, I'm not wearing my glasses.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have ears.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first installment of Pino's Backstory with Anime. The part of the show where I talk to you about how I actually got into anime in the first place.
Go on.
So, after high school, I went to college. And in between that little transition area, I was, you know, I was kind of alone. I was going through some tough times back in high school. So, having been able to graduate, was like a huge load off my shoulder. And I began to seek solace in the form of the internet because... back in the day, I wasn't too big of an internet, you know, goer, you know.
Interesting.
Around that time, I went on YouTube. I got familiar with Normal Boots and all those other boys, those lovely, lovely boys. But at the same time, I started dedicating more time to anime, mostly because the only thing I've ever seriously watched was One Piece, because again, if you don't know by now, I'm a very, very huge One Piece fan. But
yes.
I felt like, you know, I could explore this area more. You know, I didn't want to just be the guy who talked about One Piece. I wanted to, you know, be a little more knowledgeable.
And hadn't even seen Dragon Ball.
No, wait a second. That's not true. I saw Namek. But anyways, other than the, you know, the tip of the iceberg of anime, I decided to go a little deeper. And that's when I stumbled upon anime such as Toradora. Some stuff out of my comfort zone because I'm a man. I don't like romance. I don't like to cry.
I don't like girly shit.
Turns out I do. So again, I started with Toradora around the time that Golden Time was approaching its air date, I believe. And I loved Toradora. Again, Toradora is up there, and we'll be watching that kind of soonish. Now that we've watched this, but once I finished, I found out that this was coming out, and it was by the same guy who made the other Toradora. So I was like, okay, I have something to look forward to because I really, really enjoy Toradora as being my first, you know, romantic step in anime and step in the romantic genre. But you know, Toradora was their genre was again more of a, you know, slice of life in high school, right? Finding out that this one took place in college, I kind of had solace there. I was like, hey, you know, I'm in college. This might fit me, you know.
It's like me.
It's me, except I'm lonely. Anyways.
Me too, thanks.
So I gave this a go, and I really liked what I saw. And I'll talk about what I liked later on, but a lot of the things kind of, I don't know, they hit home a little strangely with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is why I hold this in such a higher regard compared to many other people and users who I've, again, once I watched this, I actually started going Reddit and reading all the forums about this, which is why, you know, there's so many mixed things about this show. But this dug really deep to me. And after a while, you know, after the second watch through, we'll see how it holds up. But this was one of my beginnings into the anime genre scene.
So basically all that was to say, I'm going to say nice things.
Please don't write
me an angry comment.
I'm going to say nice things. I will honor your guys' opinion. I know what is wrong with the show. But again, I can't help but love this show.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, like I'm going out right at front. I'll probably seem pretty negative about this. But like, just because some of us might not really appreciate or really like something, that doesn't mean it's not good for other people to watch it or people to like it. Just, I know that's like something stupid to put out there, but it's always good to hear because, like, hell, I like Kimono Bros.
Dude, I've been playing Fallout 4 and everyone hates that game.
Ooh. we'll save that for a I don't want to talk about
Fallout. Garb's 3-hour in-depth analysis about all 3D Fallout games.
But yeah, and in order to like understand what others see that you don't, it's always good to like express it out in a familiar kind of way, which is why feel free to shoot when you want to shoot. Yes. Hey. Oh no, my heart. Even though I will say that a lot. Just be aware that, you know, I understand. Like, I feel you. I know there's a lot in this that not to like.
Rule.
But again, we're adults. You know, we're here. If only, you know, some of my students knew, my job would be easy. with that, we can get straight into it. Yeah, what do you boys say?
Sure.
All right.
Please.
So let's talk about the opening. So this is a 24-episode anime. So I guess typical for this, you have one or two openings. In this case, we have two. The first one goes by the name of Golden Time, sung by Yui Hiore, who is also the voice actress for the main character, Kaga Koko. She also sings all the remaining songs. But let's take a moment to dissect this opening. So let me start off with you boys.
Can I start?
Yeah, sure,
I
go for it.
I have something to say. So
Pino's going to cry.
This was a grower, not a shower. It took me a couple episodes before I was like, all right, this goes up on the whistleability scale.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not too up there on the jamability, but it's pretty good. But it definitely took me a while. I definitely think, and that's just referring to the song. But in terms of the actual opening, which I don't usually talk about. Usually I let Chuck do all the talking there. I thought it was really mediocre. And I feel like an opening should really give a great example of what the show is about. And there was just too much Coco. Mm-hmm. Like I went into this like after watching, like seeing thumbnails and, you know, seeing the opening first couple episodes. I thought it was going to be more focused around Coco, but I was very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I wanted to bring up, because there's just like, and this goes for all the openings and endings. There's just so much Coco.
Yeah.
Like, albeit, yes, she's a pretty vital part to the story, but the story isn't about her.
Yeah.
We don't follow her everywhere she goes.
They could have been real creative with, like, the source material of the show, because it's... We'll have to get into this later, but I feel like some of the symbolism and the way it's handled, they could have done some really visually creative things, and they didn't. It's unfortunate.
There's just a lot of things.
I'm disappointed, not
this
mad.
This is going to be
That hurts more.
It's going to be a continuing thing that it's missed potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be the theme of my arguments, because, like,
much
once
like
again,
our podcast.
There's there wasn't much potential to begin with. But with this opening, and I guess all the other music for sure, like, I'm not, like, the music's fine. It's good. Like, what makes an opening, especially for me, is the visuals. Like, that's what can play in my head. Like, for example, just, I know this is going to be the JoJo reference of the episode, but if you play, like, Crazy Noisy Bizarre Town, or you play Chase, or you play, like, anything, I can, even though I hate Chase,
I can immediately see it, in my head.
Yeah, you can see it with this. Like, you could play the song for me, and I might not even connect it to the anime. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the worst things you can say about it. Like, even...
Oof, that's a deep cut.
Yeah, even when you hear, like, I hear in a song, I can't remember what song it was, it's not even, like, anime related, but I heard them sing Come On, and my mind immediately went to Naruto, and I'm like, why am I like this? But that's how it should be. You should be able to immediately connect it with the anime, but I just can't. And that's just disappointing.
Is it wrong that when you said Come On, I was thinking of Smash Brothers?
Come on!
I think Come On, Eileen.
It wasn't that. It was a classic rock song, but
on
it was like,
Big 100.
It was 100% Big 100. Hey guys,
sponsor us.
Big 100 sponsor.
We know you watch that anime.
We know you love Golden Tide.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
We're the worst. Yeah, but I don't know. It's just could have been better.
Right.
Lost potential.
Yep.
Now I will agree with Garb. I remember my first time watching it, and even my second time watching this first opening, I'm always just like, ugh, if someone walked behind me, they'd question me. and I'm just like, oh, not again. Let's see. The music, again, I enjoyed the music. I can see the issues. I also agree that there's too much Coco in the opening. Uh-huh. When the main focus should have been on our boy, Little Banry, and maybe even have... Like, maybe even do what many of the openings do and just have scenes of things that would happen, or just, like, fan service-y things. Not just, hey, it's me, I'm stepping, I'm hopping, even though I like that hop.
She didn't even hop that
She did
much.
A, she it did a skip.
Even, so but it wasn't good.
I was just really talking about the first opening.
Yeah.
The overall score, I feel like the sort of like Don't Eat Me songs were kind of pretty lame. Like,
oh,
they weren't.
I don't remember any
at
of them.
All.
No. Like, yeah, it's, I don't know. We can talk about whatever we want to. Next, right. It's just,
ending one, I would
the
say.
The ending one is called Sweet and Sweet Cherry by the same. It was played between episodes 1 through 12. Go ahead.
I kind of liked it. Hey, once again, you know, too much Coco, but I actually like the song.
I actually think there was
probably
too much coffee.
well, the thing is, I can forgive it from the endings. The endings, I'm a lot more lenient with, especially with the, like...
OP has a lot of weight to it. Ending doesn't really.
Yeah, OP is supposed to hit you with what the show's about. Ending, I can forgive, and it's definitely... It has some theming, very loose, but it has the, like, I don't know, just, it has, like, the flower motif, and it has her, like, getting up, putting on clothes, you see her butt, and I'm like, oof, that's a butt, all right. And it's like, oh, sweet and sweet cherry. And I'm like, okay, guys. But it's
English.
It's once again, like,
my boyfriend.
It's okay. It's like pretty good, but it's nothing to write home about again.
Yeah. Joke's on you. Especially, I watched for the booty.
The dandy way.
Yeah, coming from JoJo, where it has arguably one of the best endings.
You mean planets?
Oh, that's right.
But
still, Planet's ending is really good too.
I don't remember that one.
It's okay. You only watched like seven.
It's episodes. True.
I almost finished it.
I was pretty close to finishing it too.
But yeah, and I, if we're done talking about ending one,
I can move on to the number two. Yeah, number two is called "The World Ends," and it played for the rest. You're not a fan.
Girl did not. She didn't have enough oomph, and she was just being drowned out by the music, and it wasn't her voice either. Yeah. Just wasn't mixed well.
I can agree with the drowning out of the voice. I've always felt awkward about that. I'm just like, I hear too much
she's
piano.
She's whiny.
A little bit.
She's too whiny.
Yeah, there's a lot of strings, and it just totally like removes any oomph that her voice. Her voice is very nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like, unlike the last couple notes, that that's really
like
nice.
She's a J-pop star. She was part of an idol group or like a pop group or something.
Of course she was.
She's great.
When I looked it up, she was. She sang with blah blah blah. AICE, a J-pop group consisting of four other voice actors to launch their careers.
Interesting.
And then they disbanded in 2007. So, like, oof. She has a good voice and whatnot, but it's... I just don't... Once again, like, no... There's now there's no Banry, except for the ending where you don't even see his face.
That's not Banry.
I know. No. I don't know. I don't know who it is.
That's Coco's dad.
Oh, no.
Hey, I brought some ramen.
Cook me some ramen, okay?
That was like, weird.
I love that.
Like thematically, this opening is weird because it opens with, like the pastel, like, faded look, and then immediately goes into color, and then immediately draws back out. There's no flow with this, like the opening part and the ending part of this opening, like the beginning and the end, and it doesn't fit, and it doesn't sit well with me. Again, the song's like eh, the visuals just don't show anything of significance. It's her running up some stairs. It's her looking at a heart that I can fold in origami. It's true. If you come up to me at a con, if I ever go, I'll fold you a heart,
a little,
and I'll kiss it and we'll sign it.
Oh. How about a crane?
Yes. I can't do that.
I used to be able to do a crane.
I am a crane.
I used to. Wait, so you're a crane, but you also own a duck? Isn't that like slavery?
I gotta go.
That's how they sound when they walk.
I don't think that's anatomically correct. Anyways.
Sure
is. It's just, I don't really enjoy this one.
Time to put on the old pino glasses of love. So, I actually I enjoy this one. For obvious reasons, it was one nostalgic to me. But again, I was thinking more of it in a bigger picture. The first 12 episodes didn't really seem, it felt like for the first opening, the opening, I guess, fit well because there was nothing really important going on in the first half, but I feel like this strange dip in, I guess, this strange direction of music they went in for the second opening kind of fit with the whole confusion and things within the series for the last part of the series, which I might have been overthinking this, but I very much enjoyed this weird sense of urgency because we could talk about this later, but this is the part where Coco, again, she's kind of fighting herself in a way where it's like Banry, like, I know Banry's doing something, but he's not telling me, but I won't tell him that he's not telling me. And so, like,
I always thought of it as this is her trying, like the pastel thing was her being okay, right? Her being okay with the relationship at the moment. And then the colored thing is what she's actually kind of feeling. And then some random things in between because the other random things are weird. And then it's her going back to that, back to the feeling of just like, hey, I'm still here for you. But like, just know I'm going a little crazy because you're not telling me stuff. But again, that's kind of the way I saw it, at least for opening or opening two. And it, I still stand by my what I think on my second rewatch. So I mean, that was just me, of course. But you know, just providing another way of thinking about it.
Yeah, I want to talk about ending two.
Ah, ending two,
which I actually liked.
You lied to me on the Discord server.
I liked it.
I love it.
Well, like
that was probably the best song on the show.
Yes,
because the thing is, like, even though like it still has all the stars and the fluff in the background and all that garbage, it now has more like significance within the show. It has Banry in it, which is crazy because he's kind of the main character.
Wait, not only that, but it's like, so much more focused Banry's on him here? Where's Banry? What's going on with him in the second season?
In the and then like they have like the clock motif, which kind of ties in because like he only has a limited amount of time. The memories, like the clock's ticking. So I like that like kind of relation because with almost like Pino kind of has the relationship deal with the second opening. I don't really think that's true, but whatever. But it has, this is a lot more focused, and you can tell that this is like what they were going for. Like I wasn't confused after watching the series than watching this. And it has just like, I don't know, a couple light motifs that I enjoy, and the song's pretty good. So
now I never actually said the name of the song. So the song is called Love Me Semi-Permanently. And Garb, do you want to say anything before I start gushing about how much I love this? Okay. So I remember years ago when watching this and this opening appeared, I was very much, it was like, I'm downloading this. I'm going to buy this in the legalist way possible.
On iTunes.
Oh, too bad it's not on iTunes. Anyways, I'm going to listen to this song forever. And I still listen to it to this day. And then I do remember back in the earlier days, I was like, I'm going to look at what the lyrics are. And so I did. And like, I was reading through them and as I was listening to it, I was like, wow, like these lyrics, they're like, I don't know what happened, but like at the end of finishing the full song and reading the lyrics, I found that I had like tears falling through my eyes. Cause like,
dang,
it was like, I'm going to read, this is just me. Like I may be just like a little whiny fanboy, but like there's a part here and I'm looking for it. All right, so it's one of the main chorus things, but it says, love me semi-permanently, I'll lose interest after 5,000 years. I'm not endless after all, I'll die one day, you know. But hey, supposing, after the two of us die, if we were to meet in a different world, come now, let's go, be together. Look at the end of the world, I'm just kidding, I don't need love forever. And I started thinking about that, because, like, when, you know, humans kind of look for love in like look for that kind of one special love sometimes, unless you know, and people are like, oh, will you love me forever? And it's like, yes, I will, but we don't really have forever. And then I was like, wow, we don't. So like having it phrased semi-permanently, I was just like, well, damn, that's even better. Like I don't know, like my mind just works in a strange way, but like I was like, for some reason I was oddly touched, like I understood, but like I just remember reading that one time and I was like, wow. Like, I never thought of it that way.
Personally, I can't wait to die.
yes, me too. No, I'm kidding. But I started thinking about that. I'm like, well, and then thinking back to the show, I'm like, well, it's kind of true with them. Like, Banry, in a sense, if he returned back to his old self, he kind of just dies, right? And so, like, Coco isn't looking for just, like a permanent love. She's like, as long as you loved me, that was like totally fine. I was like, wow, like that's something. But again, that was just me. I love it. There's a hop. That's about it. But yeah, those were the openings and endings. And that was my little spiel. But let's go into more general aspects of this thing. Let's talk about the art of the overall thing. And oh boy, is it all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like, I remember like three specific times where I was like, wow, that looked really good. I sure wish the rest of the show looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weak.
Uh-huh.
Like, and the thing is that I didn't know people felt, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'll be quick. I didn't know about all the negative reviews about the show until like the last couple episodes when I'd already sort of formulated all this. And I started to feel a little bit better because the ending was really good. But yeah, even before I knew about that, like, animation really let me down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
feels bad, man.
Very
like,
bad.
It's just average animation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that is one of the worst things that you can say about it. If it doesn't have any flavor to it, if it doesn't pop out at you, like, even once again, I'm going to go in my shitty anime that I love so much, Kimono Friends. That has some weird ass animation, but you fucking remember it. That will never leave your brain for the rest of your life. Golden Time. No shit. And Golden Time is just, at least for me, it's just not that, like, it's fine. It's animated. It does what it needs to do to get by.
It's animated. Is that just a phrase now?
People move, yes, and it looks somewhat fluid, but there's points in which, like, even the, like, in the, I didn't bring this up, but in the second opening, there's a part where she's running, and it's so jarring to look at. Like, it doesn't look like she's running at all. It looks like there's three frames of animation.
I remember that.
And it's just, it looks like Mega Man's running, but worse.
Oh, no. You mean Mighty Number 9?
it's better than a weep home at on prom night.
Take that, Inafune. We don't love you anymore. Garb said that, not me.
It's true.
Sponsor me, Inafune. I can completely see that. There are a lot of areas where I, watching back, I'm like, and then looking back, remember, this always bothers me, but they join a dance kind of team thing, right?
Oh my god!
The dance is just the same, and it bothers me to my core, especially because it's the same animation, and where did your budget go? I don't see it being used anywhere.
It was like,
did you save it for yourselves, so right. guys?
Yeah, you're so pocketed right it. Though, like. Like, I actually want to look up, like, what the budget was for this.
Please do, because I was too lazy to do this.
like, it's $12. Just so, it's so jarring that, like,
it was a new director?
I don't think so, because it happened, like, three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the same animation three times. Mm-hmm.
And, God.
No, it doesn't. I can't.
I need to get my water. I need to get this bad taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's.
Where's
and
my
like
coffee?
The faces are like, the faces are like too, are like weirdly like big, on like these small 3D models. And might I say, all the 3D models are the fucking same for the guys.
3D models.
You can't. For the animation, like, those look like gross-ass 3D models thrown onto a
There's
bathroom.
A 3D model? What?
The dancing
they
bit!
They just look like 2D sprites moving in a couple frames.
They look like gross 3D garbage.
Are we arguing on how bad this is?
It's so gross!
I just see them as just, like, random, like, flash images moving on the screen.
They could be, but they look like they're gross.
I don't
3D
see the
animated.
3D animation. Maybe it's because I model. For a living, not body model. I gotta clear that out for the sponsors.
Pino, you can model me anytime.
Model me like one of your video games, but not Golden Time. Anyways,
yeah, not a bad one.
No, man, no, yeah. But other than that, a lot of the areas again weren't very eye popping. Like, cool, they went to an amusement park. Nothing special there. It just an amusement park. They went to the beach. Yeah. Ironically, it rained.
Isn't life like that, right, fam? Can I get a high five from that?
That was my butt.
Good one. Guys, this is so sad.
Why did I slap that?
Can we hit my dog?
No.
That's getting cut.
Wait a second.
It's relevant to the show.
Coco was hit by her father multiple times.
And that's not right.
It's not right.
That's not right,
but
guys.
It still happened. You can't censor the truth.
I won't censor it, but don't hit your daughter.
Yeah, don't.
Don't do it, guys. This isn't a bit. Don't hit your daughters.
Be nice, boys. Anyways, guys. Back to hitting daughters. animation subpar. The only bits that were, if I would say, animated well were some of the sometimes when they focus on Coco in certain positions and or swimsuit scene, those were good again, but that's just my nosebleed talking.
The one that I remember being like, okay, that was pretty well, would be the last episode when he's on the bridge and it's all foggy and you...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were like being visually, like, distinct there. The opening should have been like interesting. That.
Oh. Yeah, it really should.
I'm going to ask about that later, but okay.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, again.
Episode 24 is good. All the others are just okay.
Interesting. Yeah, for real. That's exactly what I thought.
Interesting.
Was that, like,
I might actually
the last
have to talk
three
about this
episodes.
Now. We
can talk about it now. Yeah. We don't have a structure.
When I was reading a lot of threads, they said episode 24 might have been the one that they hated the most. I'm surprised that you guys found it great.
That was the only one with, like, satisfying, because it, like, tied off some... It did a good job of tying off loose ends.
Yeah. What do you remember them saying? Because I can't really...
I remember I was going
anything.
Deep into the comments of anywhere that I could find, but they were like, oh, the scene on the bridge was just so dumb. Like, why was this a thing? Like, what is going on here?
Well,
like,
well, yes.
I think the actual moment on the scene was a little confusing myself.
It is definitely like a little bit weird because it's the ghost and Linda kind of like hugging and stuff, and Linda's like the actual person, but then it's like ghost Banry. But like even then, like, I don't come to my anime for being like, oh, I need 100% water type. Perfect.
Did you say water type?
Yeah, water type.
Okay,
tight.
I thought you said what? I was tight. Like Squirtle.
I'm not talking about Squirtle here, but like it's. Because it's visually interesting, like Garba said, like it's playing into the supernatural part while also still working with the romantic portion of the show, as well as having the, like, because the entire, like, premise of the show is the amnesia, and it has all the different stages of his life on that bridge, the bridge that's near to his house.
That was every
that
point
left, that he grew up in.
Mm-hmm. That was every point that he went back to think about it, I think.
Yeah, it's just like... I just think that they actually worked with a symbolism on that. Mm-hmm. Well, in most other cases, they very much ignored it and went for a very basic shot composition. Good voice crack, me. And it's just...
A passion.
It's just... It really is. It's just... I really liked it because, like, it hit you with the... like struggle of him finally losing all of his memories at college and remembering who he was before.
Yeah.
So there's that entire feels bit, and then they hit you with like, oh, are you what's her face? Are you Okami or Oka? Are you like Oka-chan? And we're like, oof.
Yeah.
And like Linda's like, oof. and then he runs after her and he looks at the mirror and the mirror shatters. Yep. That was good symbolism.
Like, I like that.
That was really good.
Like, I really enjoyed that. But they didn't do it anywhere else. What happened?
Clarify.
I have
you first.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll explain everything later.
I have something I need to clear out of the way.
Sure.
So I don't believe that was actually like a spooky ghost. I think that it was like, it was obviously, it was obviously like symbolism, you know, that wasn't an actual ghost. That's course. His mental disorder, mental whatever the fuck.
Well, his, well, that's why he was taking his, like, the
I believe it was
medicine.
Retrograde amnesia. I researched that.
I don't know the difference.
A retrograde is when you are locked out of a certain area. Antigrade is like you're just forgetting a lot of, like, yeah. Antigrade is like, I can't remember yesterday.
Okay.
And then this one's like, I can't remember when I was three.
Well, see, like, that makes more sense because I was going to ask, like, if he forgot everything from high school until now, how can he do math?
I love math.
How can he remember math?
2 + 2 = 4.
Good, right, Henry?
How did he get into college?
That was my, like, first thought. He's like, I have amnesia. I don't remember anything. Like, I don't remember any of my prior schooling.
And what?
But I guess that makes sense.
So it's more of like it blocks out certain, like, I guess, traumatic, not traumatic, but like certain key events of your life out of it.
I got you.
I wanted to say that I feel like Golden Time is not a great representation of what the manga was. This second time around, I decided to read the manga. And they treat the supernatural scene, now that I know your opinions, they treat it with as much love, or at least with as much, with much more dedication as they did on episode 24. Because there is a scene, like, Banner goes to the bridge a couple times, right, throughout the series. The first time he goes, in the show, it's just like, oh, I have a flashback. In the manga, he's there and the fog returns. Like, there is a fog that happens in the bridge.
Yeah.
And then he sees Ghost Banry and he sees Ghost Linda in his, like, memory Banry and memory Linda running, because they were on a track team and they would run through there. And that's how that chapter ends. And then the next chapter picks up with Ghost Banry saying, like, hey, there's a guy, like, at this bridge. Like, what is he doing here? And it's like, oh, don't pay attention to him. And then, like, Banry turns back, and then regular Banry, college Banry, disappears, and then the background, like the backstory of the event that they were going to talk about before, continues. And I found that to be like, what a interesting way to like signify that. And I feel like, again, I feel like they really, really missed the ball on getting a good manga adaptation to the anime.
Yeah,
but again,
this could have, like, had some, like, depth.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, like, Pino has been sending screenshots and screencasts from the manga, which, like, every time I see him, I'm like, why wasn't there this personality put towards the anime? Because there's a lot of, like, albeit I can, like, forgive some things, like there's a reference to C-3PO. Oh, yeah. And, like, stuff like that, which, like, that's intellectual property. I know why they wouldn't be able to do that. But, like, there's just, like,
they several still little done something
that, like, I feel like even if they are, like, in the imagination or, like, little things like that, it would still be able to, like, just show better and give the show some personality.
Because I will agree, none of the characters have, like, half the personality that their counterparts in the manga have.
No.
Banry just seems bland in the anime now that I've rewatched it.
Yeah.
But in the manga, he is...
Blanry.
Hey, I'm Blanry. I'm totally Blanry. In the manga, his facial expressions, his positivity that he forces out of himself is phenomenal. And it's just, again, like, I related a lot more to the manga Banry than the anime Banry. But again, there's so much good that could have happened, but it didn't.
Yeah,
lost
for sure.
Potential.
Like, what were we talking
there's
about?
Lost of... Well, don't remember. Like, I want to go back. I want to continue talking about the manga thing real quick, because you just, like, said, like, there's so much personality to it. Like, and I know that there's some things you can do in manga that you can't do in anime. Like, for example, it has, like, little, like, bubbles kind of explaining what's happening that, like, you can't really do in anime without, like, some like character speaking it or some thought about it, which kind of takes away from it a little bit. But there's still a lot of things that you could see that would be able to bring this to the next level besides it just being another romantic anime.
This could have been more, this would have been wonderful if it was more comedy based, because there is a lot of comedic bits that happen in the manga that
Guys, it's not a
that
bit.
They tr- are
This is not a bit.
Because while they do attempt, and there are places where they do attempt to bring in some of the comedy that does appear in the manga, they just don't
just
do it well.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. So like mm-hmm. you see it very mm-hmm. well sometimes in episode one before. And then scattered around in certain episodes.
Yeah. I wanted to point on that because like so they do it kinda well in episode one and then you barely see mm-hmm. it until probably episode like 14 or 15.
Exactly.
Where they try and shoehorn it into a atmosphere that they've already set up for 14 episodes and then it feels out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't ease you into it. There's nothing that you're like, oh, okay, this is this is what it's going to be like for this anime, but like during the second part of the anime it gets a lot more serious mm-hmm. and that is not the time to try and shoehorn in some comedy that
yeah,
should have been there from
exactly.
the beginning.
Exactly. You have to establish your show at the beginning rather than try to do it at the end. Mm-hmm. And again, there's also a lot of things that the anime censors. I feel like the directors or whatever the big wigs were doing, I feel like they were too afraid to make this more college based, and it felt more like high school 2.0.
Pino, why are their wigs so big? They can't even fit on their heads.
Oh, it's because they've been stealing them from me.
I can't. How many wigs do you have now? Did they steal them?
Yeah, they stole them all. I'm wigging out.
We bring it all together.
Because you know how like they had the club meetings, right? And I know we're getting even more off topic from our usual kind of thing, but you know they had like their club activities, right? Or like they would go to like the orientation. It's like, hey, come and hang with us and like let's have food. No, you're full on drinking in this manga. It's like we're going to a drinking party. Let's go. You remember that promise they all said that they would hang out whenever? That was a drinking promise. They're like, if any of us want to go out, we're all gonna go out drinking. And we're drinking drunk tonight. And I'm just like, yes, this is
that makes much more sense.
It makes much more sense. It makes a lot of the scenes work much better. And I feel like the director or whatever they were doing were just too afraid to take that maybe a little bit of a bigger step in that direction, if not, you know, TV standards maybe that I don't understand in Japan, because you know Japan they got some stuff on there, you know.
Yeah, like there's just so much that they could have done that they just didn't, and it makes me sad because there's so much potential in mm-hmm. this. That's what really hurts me the most, is that when there's, like when we did the One Piece episode, there's so much potential in the source material that they just don't use.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that hurts more than it just being a subpar anime.
Mm-hmm. They could have changed a lot of people's opinions of it if done in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it is what it is. If we had a time
yeah,
machine,
it is what it is.
We could go back. But I don't think I feel like you know it's what's done is done.
What's done is done.
What were we talking about prior? Because I can't remember.
Don't remember.
Art and animation.
Oh yeah. I don't think we have anything else to talk about. That it's just kind of bad.
The backgrounds.
Oh, backgrounds. They're all right.
They were lame.
Yeah.
Nothing big.
They're in a city.
Yeah. Once again, in the city doesn't really lend to much, but mm-hmm. once again, you can do a whole lot with the city. They didn't do too much.
The only thing I kind of enjoyed was when they went to the drinking part, like when they were working for that one guy's party.
Yes, the party scene was great.
I love that. I love seeing Banry in a maid outfit. I love seeing Yana wearing
I'd let
nothing.
Him step on me.
That was I'd one of the only like on visually like interesting,
exciting.
Yeah,
that was
exciting
the only time I felt word. Like they were college students.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's nothing that you're like.
Even the beach scene, beach episode was lame.
Did you like his little speedo? Episode.
Dude, it's toxic.
I like the part where they. I like the part where they had to run out and cover his boner. That was really funny.
Right. Oh yeah.
He wasn't wearing a jockstrap. Poor guy.
Oh no. Guys, I hate. I just this is the worst. Anyways, what do we usually do after animation? Sound. I don't remember the sound. Let's move on.
Sound design.
I don't remember.
It's a video game.
All I heard was shitty. The that you usually hear in anime, and I was like, okay, check on the generic anime sound meter. Cool. Let's move on.
Yep.
Plot. All right. So I guess I'll condense.
We've already
this.
Gone over a yeah. lot, but
just a quick brief.
So this is a story about Tada Banri, who is a college student, incoming college student in Tokyo. He has a secret past, which is that he fell off a bridge and was incapacitated for about a year, which as a result gave, you know, he was, after he fell off the bridge, he got amnesia, retrograde.
You have obtained amnesia.
Great, what is that? And then the box says, I actually don't know what amnesia is. Can someone remind me? But yeah, he forgets all of his high school memories. So he forgets all his relationships. He forgets his parents. He forgets a lot of these.
Well, not just high school memories. Everything
prior.
Everything prior to the accident. To it as well.
Yeah, he didn't remember at the end. They seemed to imply that he didn't even recognize his mom until then.
Mm-hmm. Like he knew
because
that, hey,
they said like, oh, he knew.
He's like that.
Yeah, but they never brought that up before. I don't think they might have. I could be wrong.
He just didn't really know who she was. Like, he knew that she was his mom, but there's no emotional connection to it much people would have with a mother.
Yeah, the first time he goes home, he's like, hey, I'm home. She's like, well, you should have called. He's like, no, I'm staying for a little bit. I'm going to my room. She's like, okay, you want some? She's like, yeah, sure. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly how I expect strangers to act.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's about our boy, Amnesia Boy, who meets... a rich boy, Mitsuo, who has a little troubled past with a girl named Kaga Koko, who is kind of stalkerish, a little bit.
She's very stalkerish.
She's
a crazy bitch.
I'm down with that.
She's crazy.
She's a crazy bitch.
And it's basically about him trying to help her, trying to help himself, because... just take a look at that fine piece of college student.
Respectable young lady.
She's legal!
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, guys.
That's the legal alarm.
But nobody can...
There is a one.
I don't know why it's an alarm. It should just be like a ding, ding.
Well, that's why I didn't make a noise.
You're not going to jail.
I didn't make a noise. Because it wasn't an alarm. Because
You just have a little scanner on your watch and you point it at someone, then it either goes eh, or it goes ding.
But when it's scanning, it goes like
you get the menacing thing appearing on the side.
Yeah,
something tells me I shouldn't go near this small little dragon. But anyways,
I'm actually 3,000 years old.
Oh, that's okay. Wrong. But again, it's his story going through life in college while also fearing the fact that some of his memories may be coming back. And you see that in episodic kind of moments where he just loses himself a little bit. And I do like the fact that they do kind of bring in pills in the mix near the middle. But again, it's him just trying to live a normal life, he's running away from his past also. So in this, and again,
he was like actively avoiding it.
He was very actively avoiding it. And it's just, it's a strange love story that I would like to say. Very strange.
I feel like it would have been really good if executed well.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Again, manga adds a lot more build up that you need because within the first 4 or 5 episodes they are dating and I'm just like, no, your manga does it really great. Like, you guys build it up and you guys actually tell me, hey, it's been like this many months since you guys started college and now you're going to do this thing. I'm just like, fantastic, please do that. But they don't clarify in the anime. But yeah, that's basically the plot, trying to run away from my problems.
Me too, thanks.
Like, it in concept it's good.
Like,
you can play a lot with that, and on the manga paper as well. That seemed like it was made and established pretty well, mm-hmm. from what I've been told and seen. And then
did have
the anime, exactly.
Hold up, let me put something up here real quick because I like to see this always.
Pino. First off, no one can see it.
It's for you boys.
It's lewd. It's lewd.
It's lewd.
You can't see, but it's lewd.
It's lewd.
Guys, can we not be lewd?
All right. It's the rain scene.
It is. But anyways, let's. I think we're about done with the plot. That
it's hentai.
The plot is hentai. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's quickly go through the characters. I'm not going to talk about all of them, mostly because we technically only have like 4 or 5 important characters.
I'd say like
five.
Five, yeah.
So let's start.
No,
Coco's dad, most important.
Okay,
character.
Let's add him to the list.
Would you like make ramen?
let's talk about. I want to talk about Banry first. I want to get him out of the.
You
want to
talk
first.
About my boyfriend?
Yeah.
My boyfriend.
I love when he just used that to help Yana escape the big bosom lady.
That was one of the highlights of this anime.
That was
so this stupid. Is my boyfriend.
I remember first watching that scene. I was on the floor. I was just not expecting that. And then I was like,
"You better get up off the floor."
You're right.
It is,
but it's a nice carpet. So,
ooh, how soft! Oh, there he goes. He's asleep. I can't believe the host fell asleep.
I want to see Linda again.
Wait a second. Pino has amnesia.
Hello, my name is Ben. Pino Banry. That was a bad joke. Hi, I'm Pino. I'm back.
Oh, he's back.
Could have gone with Pinery.
Panry?
Pinery.
All right, hi, I'm Pinery.
Henry.
Let's talk about...
TJ.
Or he could have just said Banry and just played...
Pino Banry.
This joke wasn't good from the start.
It's great.
Guys, we're funny.
All right, Banry.
Trust us.
We're not.
I found him...
Please laugh.
Please clap. Banry, I found him an oddball. The first time I watched it, I related a lot to him because he was running away from his problems. I was running away from my problems, which I realized probably wasn't a good idea because, you know, life goes on and you must face them.
That's what the show taught you.
That's what it taught me, and that's why I taught.
You learned a life lesson.
I did. I still ran away from my problems, but I don't run as much as I do as I used to.
I only slightly jog. I just slightly jog away from my problems.
just so I don't get winded. Oh, you caught me. Oof.
I gotcha. It's me, your anxiety.
I know, you're going back to jail. Oh, that's why I was running. I like Banry. He felt, at least in my opinion, the first time I watched it, he felt kind of real. You're not going to have someone being at the beginning of the episode being like, I'm going to face my problems. No, it took him like 2 to 3 chances until he was like, all right, maybe I should probably not run away from this.
Oh, yeah. There's like, he's definitely like not a terrible character, but there's what some people in the anime community like to call filler. Mm-hmm. There's no personality given to him, no real development besides him with Coco and him with his mind numbness thing. Like, there's nothing, like, they don't play into the aspect of college besides saying, using the excuse of, oh, she has a first period class, so that's why she's not in this scene. That's the only time the college is entered into this. Mm-hmm. There's no, like... except for the one time where he's like, oh, I'm writing a report just to, like,
just
do.
To go
but
party.
There's no, like...
Or they're yeah, like,
there's,
oh,
there's
I'm
no,
a...
there's no scenes where they're just in the library studying their asses off.
The manga fixes
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it really felt like, oh...
Yeah, I would assume so.
The manga's like...
I would imagine that...
You go first, Carp.
Based on what we see, it looks like they're failing.
Yes, they're,
yeah,
they're all...
They all failed.
Like, I'm not going to class again. And I'm just like, guys, go to class.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, they only introduce it so that they can skip a class and make it be like, oh, it's this big important thing that you skip in class.
Guys, but you're in law school. No, you're trying to be lawyers.
Yeah, yeah, they're in law school. Like, that's the hardest thing.
I'm sorry, could you say it? You cut off for me, like, in...
It's law school.
It's law school. And, like...
It's so important.
Like, if this was community college... Bam, you got me sold. You're skipping class. I see why you're skipping class. You didn't get into your first college pick, and now you're here. But no, this is law school. This is like Harvard, sort of, technically.
Well, I don't say Harvard. Okay. I'd say it's like, something like George Mason.
Okay, let's say that, yeah. Because the two rich people in the anime didn't go to the best one. They went to this other college.
Well it's because they wanted to run away.
It's true. But yeah, Banry, he's like that positively bland kind of guy. He's like, okay, he's positive sometimes, but like, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next on the chopping block?
Let's talk about the next important character. Let's talk about Coco.
Dude, I love
she
Coco
sure,
Pebbles.
She sure is, isn't she?
Yeah, she's...
She's there.
I like Coco. For all the wrong
reasons.
She reminds
me of... She reminds me too much of real people I remember.
Oh, yeah, you're Oh, I know who you're thinking of. Yeah, she's kind of crazy at the beginning, and then she kind of suppresses the crazy, but you're like, she's still crazy. And then occasionally it's like, oh, yeah, she's crazy. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
This is like misplaced love and the side effects it had after she just discovered that, oh, I guess I didn't really like that guy. He was didn't like me. I was wrong. I messed up. But now you're gone. Henry, I'm sorry. I neglected you. Oh, I never. Okay, I'm going to stop before I sing
guys,
another song.
Guys, I really miss Banry.
Dude, where's Banry?
Guys, I miss Charlie.
Guys, Charlie has amnesia.
Wait, Charlie doesn't know where he is?
I mean, remember when we said he died last episode?
He's lost in Quaxley.
He didn't die. He just woke up.
You shoved him in my mouth.
He thinks his name is Tom, so I'm trying to...
Wait, what's his last name?
Well, is it Petty?
Arnold. Oh, dude. Wait a second. I think I've cracked the code. Charlie is a reincarnation of Tom Petty, and this duck is destined to rock out with the best of
them. He's got this cool pompadour on him, so...
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
So maybe.
Tom,
you're going to have to teach him guitar, though.
I was going to teach him the pan flute.
Oh, that would be good, too, because he doesn't have fingers!
Why would a guitar be any better?
There goes your argument. I didn't have to say a thing. Come on, Charlie, let's go.
Teach him, like... teach him, like, the tambourine.
My green tambourine.
He can't hold the dingy thing.
Duct tape.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Get it? Duct tape. Mwah. Laugh at my joke.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Charlie, shut mwah. Up.
How dare you say that to me? I'm Charlie. I'm leaving. I'm going back to the duck store.
To the duck store? They just sell ducks.
Okay, Coco's stinky.
I don't like her.
I feel like they did a bad job in the anime now that I've read the manga. But I still
recurring
like Coco.
Themes, part two.
I still like Coco. She, I feel like, is the only one that grows, in my opinion, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning,
yeah, Linda doesn't really. Go
Linda home. is the pillar of wonderfulness, but Coco has growth, and not. I'm not just saying like boobies or anything, but like having someone who is just. Very.
This is the first time I realized how stupid I am.
She was very one directioned in her life. She was like, yeah. I want this and this and this. And then she discovers, oh no, I want this and I don't want this to change.
She's a snobby rich girl.
But I don't know how to deal with the situation I've been dealt with. Because, like, she's the one, I think she might be, other than Banry, even though I don't think Banry suffered that much, I think she might have been the one that suffered a little too much. But that's, again, that goes back to her personality. And this is, a new experience for her, especially because I fell in love with someone with amnesia. If you have amnesia out there, I'm sorry.
Smash that like button if you have amnesia. You'll just forget.
Smash that like button if you forgot. Never mind.
Okay.
But no, I like her. I like her design. She's cute.
She's whatever.
I want to go to Paris. Anyways.
Guys, I need to mute real
sure.
quick, and this might take a hot second.
Sure.
So, like,
okay. Can
we're
I'm gonna
cut
take a
out.
Pee break?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Go. Be right
guys,
back.
We'll be right back. So you're gonna hear Pino being Pino. Let me check my phone. Hi. Welcome to Pino's Corner. I'm Pino. This is the part of the show where I just talk to you about random events that I see on my phone. Aha! So he did have the high ground. Aha! Zelda should have a midriff. Aha! I hear Hispanics in the outside of my house. Aha! What is that? I'm just saying this so that we have stuff just in case we don't have a good opening. I got it. Are they gone? Okay, good. Let me... Don't tell Garb about this. C-H-A-S-E. J-O-J-O. Okay. All right.
Technical difficulties. Whoa, is that...
What are you up to?
God, you missed my bit. I can't wait till you hear it.
I heard Tetris. Tetris KK.
No, that was my second bit that didn't work out for me too well.
Oh, no.
Let's just say that I'm not chasing you.
Oh, no. We'll have to remember to listen to it in post.
Ah, yes.
Technical difficulties.
Understandable. I had to deal with...
Understandable.
Understandable. Hi, guys. Welcome back. There was no break.
None.
Okay, there was a break. Anyways, let's just move on. I want to talk about Linda real quick. I love Linda.
Let's talk about her. I love her. I want to marry her.
Hey, man, she is long hair Linda, short hair Linda. That's all Linda. Like, she's the best.
It is Linda, yes.
Linda is Linda.
Linda is, in fact, Linda.
I liked her character. I liked the fact that she was... I think she did everything that she should have. Like, she didn't pry into Banry when she saw him. She was like, oh, I'll take care of this little boy. Won't.
I feel like she was one of the better portrayed characters.
I like Linda.
Dude, I like too.
Dude, I like too. I feel like she was given enough depth for me to care. I do remember back on the Reddit threads years ago when everyone was just like, you know how fans are, and they're like, oh, shipping wars.
You know how Reddit is.
You know how shipping wars go. They're like, oh, Banry and Linda, and then Banry and Coco, and then it's like Banry and Nana. I'm like, ooh, Banry and Nana. I'd like to see where that's going. But I was like.
He did think that he slept with her.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe. I mean, technically he did.
No, but like, Linda, I feel like, is maybe the most fleshed out character out of the entire cast. Mm-hmm. And she's just likable. And like, she portrays emotion, and she, like, you can kind of tell where she's coming from. It's not something that's like, oh, I should feel bad for this guy because he has amnesia. I should feel bad for her because she's fucking insane. But I don't know.
Linda's, it's like, I feel bad because you're going through this as hard as this boy's going through this, except he doesn't remember. It's like having...
Poor guy. He don't know.
It's the opposite side of amnesia, the effects of what you, the other people feel. It's a loss of someone they knew, and it's a hope that they would return.
Because it's almost like a death.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that person technically no longer exists. Mm-hmm.
And,
but, you know,
in many...
what's even worse is that there's still something tangible. Go
exactly.
ahead.
It's like, as I was just building off as you were saying, it's like they're gone, and it's painful seeing someone you were once close to just be there and not have the same kind of gaze in their eye, or like just same relationship.
She's the only character that really like shows that really well.
Mm-hmm.
Even like at the end, whenever he forgets about the college people, I would say it's still not done as well as Linda as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Oh no, I said it again. Ding. I was telling Chuck that I was watching our old podcasts, and I said very much so a lot in some of the episodes.
Very much so.
Very much so.
You said it very much.
Yeah,
so.
Very much so.
I never noticed.
But
that.
I tried not to, and now I've caught myself in the act. Very much so. Anyways, I just want to group the last three, I guess, pertinent characters: Oka, Mitsuo, and 2D-kun.
Yeah. They were friends. Yeah, they're animated.
They served some roles and just were part of the group.
Right. Mitsuo and 2D-kun had more of the humor a little bit there. Mitsuo
Oka made
had
sense in the end because what they did with the video, that made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminded me of the ending of Scrubs.
Don't tell me I'm watching Scrubs right now.
Guys, don't need no Scrubs.
Guys, we're not called the Funky Anime Podcast. We're called the Funky Scrubs Podcast.
The Funky Turk Podcast.
Yeah, dude, guys, we're Destiny's Child.
No, I was gonna sing not a Destiny's Child song. I was gonna say, no matter what I do, all I think about is you. That's not Destiny's Child.
That's definitely Destiny's Child.
That's his son.
Fate's unborn. Oh wait, that's. Ooh. Anyways,
that's an anime.
Yes. But yeah.
And then Kaga's dad, who likes ramen.
Oh yeah, that is he's the funniest. Even though it's he hit his know. He hit his daughter. In the manga, there's more of her mother's presence in there. And I feel like, you don't see the mom in the anime, no. Yeah. But she appears more in the manga, which I was surprised about. I'm like, oh, hello, mom. You're awfully momish today. But yeah, again.
At least it's not Mother 3. At least she's not dead.
Play Mother 3. I won't. But anyways. Oka, I feel like she could have had a lot of work. Mitsuo was Mitsuo. Oka looks nothing like she does in the manga. Like, I mean, yes, she does change her hairstyle and styles a lot, but she doesn't look anything herself, at least in my opinion. 2D-kun looks exactly like 2D-kun. I love him. He's, like, the best. He's awesome. He's the reason why I only believe in 2D love. Anyways.
Me too, thanks. That's kind of a cliche lately. The boy who's like, 3D world is bad. Kind of a cliche in anime.
Yeah.
You're a cliche.
Yeah.
But at least he was funny. I mean, like, he only gave up on himself. And, like, they actually do that a lot.
Me too, thanks. Me too.
They do that a lot better in the manga as well. I just do this real quick. So, in the manga, he sees his little 2D, like, waifus, hanging about. And it's not like he's crazy or anything. It's just, like he's, when he talks like about
he's
them.
Crazy. He's not crazy.
No, when he talks about them, you always see him, like drawing them. And then them, like, being there. Like, he's drawing them as they're, like, I guess, personified in the manga. And I'm just like, wow. Ew. Like, this guy's full on weeb. And I'm like, I'm down. Come join the podcast.
He's Japanese.
I'll never forgive them. I'll never forgive 2D-kun. But yeah, it's, I feel like maybe 2D-kun was done.
He served his purpose.
Okay, he did good, especially on episode 24.
Yeah, he served his purpose. He was there.
He wrote an email.
Yeah, he was like, he wrote a couple emails.
Two?
Three?
No, what's up with all these people communicating over email? They weren't texting.
That's what Japan did.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Funny tidbit, they all had smartphones in the anime. In the manga, they had flip phones. Or some of them had flip phones.
Yeah, I would assume so, because it was written in 2010,
yeah.
Right?
So,
yeah, so
that's why
sense.
The email thing was a little more pertinent in the manga than, I guess, in the anime. But again, this anime didn't have too many characters to focus on. They're there.
Guys, I can't believe this anime had characters.
Guys, I can't believe that there are girls in the real world.
I can't believe anime.
That, guys, I can't believe.
Guys, girls don't exist.
Guys. Period.
Gamers.
Guys, comma.
Guys. Guys. All right. Well, I guess we can move on to the miscellaneous section if anyone has any.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So I want to
no
talk a little
bits.
Bit. Yeah, no.
Well, shut up, because welcome to the 21st edition of Who's the Best Girl.
I can't believe I got japed again.
Contestant puts forward their choice for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, will never change. You're stuck with us forever until eternity.
Unless you forget.
Our Pino Garvin, myself, are you each advocating?
Linda.
Coco.
2D-kun.
I joked and said we should have done Worst Girl.
But then I cried my eyes out, and then they're like, then, oh, Pino, no.
And then Coco won.
Oh, no, my boy.
And then, just call me. Nah. For the record, Pino did not cry that much.
For the record, Pino.
I said that much. No, all right, Garb, you can start.
Yeah, Linda's the best. Coco's a crazy bitch.
Whoa there, my friend. What kind of person lies straight up to a person's face about not knowing them? Especially when he confronts her.
Well, I mean, technically she was correct.
I see. Have a good day.
Because it's not... You know, sometimes it actually is really dangerous whenever there's someone who loses their memories to try to not bring them up. So technically she was doing the right thing.
It's true, but imagine this. The moments where he did return, and actually, never mind. I was going to go against what I said. Good job, Garb. Good job. But other than that, Linda is a very solid character, a solid 10 in my book. Yeah.
That's a really high rating.
No, I'm not just Linda. This anime no, that I said Linda.
Please. She's still not that high of a rating.
You didn't finish. I gave her a 10
out of
15.
That's still too
that's
high.
That's still really good.
Have you seen this? Have you seen this anime?
Have you seen my fanboy goggles I'm sporting right now from Target?
They're fashionable.
Yeah, they look great.
Look cheap.
I wish I was you.
No, you don't.
I wish I was me.
I'm too short.
That's true. Pino's way too short. If Pino, if you were like a foot taller, you'd be the perfect human.
If I was 2 inches taller, I could confidently
be average height.
I could confidently talk to women.
Me too, thanks.
You know, Pino, I have a secret for you.
Where's
being tall doesn't help with your social skills.
Hey, let me tell you something. Being Hispanic doesn't either.
I don't know. Linda's or not? Who is
Linda?
Linda. Yeah, I said Linda. She's just okay.
She's good. Yeah. She's better than Coco.
She loves him. Well, yeah, she loves of course. Him. Coco's shit.
Okay then.
Yes.
I guess I'll go. I like Coco. She's there's something about her. She cares. She puts a lot of effort into what she does. And even though a lot of things go wrong, like the cooking and the trying to be romantic and driving and being respected by her parents and having students approach her. Oh man, there's a lot wrong. But hey,
guys,
I can
invisible yakisoba, air yakisoba.
But I can.
It's very good.
It just represents kind of. I feel like she's just like a real, like a real girl. Just a lot of failures. No offense to all you girls. Like a lot of defects. Because again,
got him. All you girls out there, all
they're
one
defective.
Of you listening to the podcast, get wrecked.
No,
defective.
Hear me out. Couples always say, "Oh no, you're perfect," right? Like this one in this scenario,
the antithesis of perfect, I would say.
Again, everyone wants a relationship to be everything. Everybody wants a relationship to be perfect, but in truth, it's not going to be perfect. Like there are things that will one
Dice
either creep you out or just not sit right with you. But being able to see past those defects,
it'll stand up
helps.
Right though.
Would I like her to open my door when I'm not home? No. Would I like that she keeps taking my sweater and throws it around in the manga? No. Would I like her to cook me air yakisoba? Yes. Because I like to play the air guitar.
Pino.
Would you sniff her panties?
Just... Oh, okay. Going for the real hard-hitting questions.
No.
Pino, I'm just going to... Lay this out for you right here. Where in the general area do you live? Just like country.
I live in Peru, sir.
Okay, so if you live in Peru, right? And she lives in Japan, how?
Hey.
How's that perfect plan?
Hey.
You weren't childhood friends.
Hey,
she won't love
hey,
you ever.
Hey. Did you not watch the rest of the series where she's like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
She's still crazy.
Hey man, everyone's a little crazy. Have you listened to our previous episodes?
Well, she has what we'll call extensive baggage.
Well,
do you think I actually listen to our
guys,
audio?
Well,
never.
There's more than that.
Actually,
you see, Coco is a stalker. We'll never get past that.
That one didn't get me that time.
You're right.
We finally won a joke.
What's air yakisoba?
Guys, can we smash the motherfucking nut button?
Guys, if you send an email, we'll stop making this joke.
Nut.
I'm counting that as a like.
So, that's not a like. Okay.
It's a dislike.
Coco's crazy. She's pretty, but she's fucking insane, and that's not worth the.
There's a good diagram by Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
I thought you were gonna say Barney from Barney.
Jack, was that joke go over your head?
Barney, as you know from Barney the Pink Yellow. Dude, orange,
he has like a crazy
dinosaur.
Hot scale.
And Tata Barney, Tata Barney. Dude, I love Tata Barney.
Stop this.
I love Coco.
No.
And I love
Coco loves me.
I have amnesia,
let's get
so
together and go
Linda.
To Perry with a great big
and
down
I'm
we
glad
go.
I'm
gonna
bring protection, please. I didn't think of another word to rhyme.
It's okay if it was better.
She's not that crazy, especially not at the end of the series.
She's still
at the end, it's a little more justified because they would like actually explain the whole amnesia thing. But
yeah, I don't think she'd continue to be that crazy.
But the thing
afterwards.
Is, I know she was still acting that way to Blondie Boy. So
because Blondie Boy's a biatch. Anyways, I love me too. Never mind. Yeah, that's about it. I can smell the defeat on your shoulders. Now tell us why 2D-kun is actually the best.
Guys, Tootie-kun is great.
I heard the smile on your face. I heard it. You're like, man.
This podcast, man.
I hear you.
So, he has glasses.
All right, that's... Okay, check.
So he's deaf.
He's short.
Okay, check.
He's a boy.
Check. Hey, wait a second. Are you just describing me?
Yep.
He's 5'6".
Not with heels, I'm not.
Pino, can we dress you up in a maid outfit and prance you around?
Pino, guys, the first con that we go to, Pino's going to be in a maid outfit.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
We're all going to be maids.
Oh.
I'm not going to be a maid.
I'm going to be a maid.
I was only made in Manhattan. Shout out to Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Okay, but Tootie-kun's great. He's a third wheel, and I appreciate that.
I'm a third wheel.
Me
I get
too,
it.
Me thanks.
We've all been third
wheels.
Well,
guess what? He doesn't need to be third wheel anymore when I'm in the picture. What a guy.
But he's given up on the 2D world. How will you win?
Joke's on you. He's already
2D. Well, that was a good joke.
Pino died that day.
Anyway, guys, if you want to argue... email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That was the argument.
I don't have anything good or bad to say about 2D-kun.
I don't either. He's the reason the ending happened.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
He's also the reason.
He's passionate about
he
his
finally
friends.
Finally let the show end. The sweet feeling of release.
Thank goodness. I mean, what?
I don't have to watch his show anymore.
Oh. Until next week.
Oof.
Oof. Ouch. Owie.
Also, Pino, every time you say next week,
it's 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks.
Dingleberg.
I only count... if I get paid bi-weekly, I'm calling it next week.
Uh-huh.
Dude, you're bi? Congratulations.
I'm so glad. What is this? Oh, whoops. I'm not supposed to be on Reddit right now.
Bino, have you lost so much interest in your own podcast and anime that you're browsing Reddit right now?
No, I was looking
quickly,
through the threads
as I quickly
and then I asked
Twitter.
What were we on, miscellaneous?
Yeah. All right. So Nana, she's actually a cameo from a different anime / manga called Nana. I've not read it yet, but I hear it's nice, so I'm going to read or watch it.
Interesting.
But she's a cameo, which is great. I love cameos.
I might have to read that, too.
Yeah.
Dude, I like Nintendo.
Me too, man.
What was I going to say?
I love Shigzy Mitomo.
I love ice cream. Guys, if you're going to... Never mind. We'll save that for the ratings.
Guys, I love Todd Howard.
God, I love Todd Howard.
You didn't even have to pay me to say it that time.
Garb, you are the sleepiest boy right now.
I have melatonin.
I have two. I have.
Why did you have a melatonin?
Because I'm gonna go to bed. Like, okay, as soon I have two things.
Oh, let's get on with the ratings. All right. I want.
Well, what were you gonna say, Pino?
Huh?
Garb, can. What were you gonna say?
I wanted to save it for the end.
Okay, save it. No, go. It's the
okay.
End.
Okay. But it's not my rating, though.
Dummy.
We didn't rate it yet.
Okay, go, Gar. What's your rating?
My rating. I'm going to be rough with this one. It's going to be a 2.73.
Wow. I can't believe that's the lowest rating.
It needed another decimal point.
Why?
Because it's not a meme.
It's not a meme.
Guys, it's not a bit.
It's not a meme, guys. I'm balls
guys,
deep
I can't
in
believe
memes.
It isn't a meme. You better get your balls out of there.
Okay.
Oh my.
Those are some slippery balls.
I don't like that noise. So Chuck, mean. What's your rating before I question what happened?
I'm rating it a 2.8. So above average, you know, there's some good bits, but there's also a lot of eh bits.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think I'll ever watch this again.
Yeah.
True. Understandable. Not unless they fix everything.
They won't.
Yeah, which they
of
won't.
Of course. As one who's watched this twice, if you asked Pino the time he finished it, I would have given it probably a 4. Rewatching it and watching the manga, that score has now doubled since the last time we met, Count. No, I'm kidding.
I'm allergic to stupid jokes.
Bless you. I'm allergic. And I get nauseous when I hear
I'm
your voice.
I'm allergic to dogs.
Oh, whoops, this is a podcast. Anyways. Instead, I'll be giving this a 3.3. I still love this. Okay. I still love this. It's close to my heart. It is, again, I feel like I would recommend this as someone who's never watched anime. Let's start you off with something easy before you get into the real stuff. Because again, that's basically my journey. I started.
I wouldn't start them.
I wouldn't start them off with Clannad or Toradora if I were you. Just, I don't want them to cry or die.
Start them off with Maiden Abyss. Just make them hate
guys,
life.
I wouldn't. That's like a top tier. You gotta
guys,
wait.
Guys, start them off with Boba. Confuse the hell out of them, and then just kick them right in the
I
ass.
I heard you like anime.
Get these Japanese letters off of me.
We don't like the Japanese here.
When are we watching Boba Bo 2? I want to watch that.
We're gonna
the first episode of season 2.
I can't wait.
It's true.
That'll be a big event.
But guys, if you're gonna watch Golden Time, you might as well just watch the YouTube parody.
Golden
Forever
Time
online
or forever.
Hopefully,
yeah,
we'll remember to put it in the description or something.
It is.
I won't. It,
when I saw it and then read the manga, I'm like, this is what it could have been, except obviously a little less, a little less on the profanity.
on the profanity.
Give that a watch and then, you know, probably just read the manga instead, because I would, if this were the manga, I'd be rating it much higher.
Is this going to be the first read the manga, like, episode?
No, I told you to read the manga in One Piece.
Well, yeah, I've done that.
What?
That's not English. Okay, what are we watching next week?
Isn't it mine?
Yes, it's
probably
yours.
Yours.
You freaking moron.
Aren't we watching No Game No Life? Let me check.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes,
I gotta
we
check.
Are.
No, let me see it. So I
we
know.
Are.
No, I want to.
We
are. See, I want to see.
We're watching Ned's Declassified School Survival
watch
Guide.
Watch Family Guy.
Guys, I can't believe Family
Dude,
Guy is what we're watching.
Lucky there's a man who positively can do. All the things
that
make
laugh
us
and cry.
Laugh and cry.
We're those fapping guys. All right, see you next week.
next one's No Game No Life, guys.
No, you gotta outro.
Oh right.
Fat piece of poop.
All right. Well, this was the funky anime podcast.
I got my belly button.
The one snuggling up with his 2D coon body pillow. Well, that's Chuck.
My legs are real big.
What?
He ain't got no toes.
Oh right, he's yeah. He got no toes.
I just got big legs.
Look at him.
The one dancing with Linda Senpai. Well, that's Garb.
I'm dancing.
Oh boy, what is that, salsa?
That's a lot of dance.
Tap
time
dancing.
To do some. Oh, I can't.
That was almost racist.
Oh, you didn't get the reference. Good. And I'm Pino, and
wait.
And I'm Gene.
And I'm racist.
No, and I've been Pino, hanging out with Coco, trying to get her out of my house.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Hey, dude, you know what? I wanted to recommend.
Coco.
We'll talk about this after, but we'll see you next week.
What? Bye?
That was a weird ending.